Hello, and welcome to another edition of the LinuxQuestions.org podcast. As you can probably tell, I'm still a little bit under the weather, but I'm feeling a little bit better, and it's been a little bit too long since I've done one of these. Hopefully you can tell that we are testing some new equipment here. We have made a significant investment in equipment in preparation for LQ Radio, so I would appreciate any feedback on how this sounds compared to previously, what you think needs to be improved, or even if you're doing a podcast yourself and have a couple tips for me, more than welcome to hear those and listen to those. For those of you interested in what we are running, I purchased an M-Audio Mobile Pre, which is a USB preamp, and then a fairly decent microphone stand, and actually have a real pop filter now, so hopefully that should be one of the most noticeable changes there. So once again, let me know how it sounds, let me know what improvements you think we need to make, and hopefully on the equipment side, we should be pretty much done with what we need to purchase. If you read the LQ Radio site or my blog, as you know, the LQ podcasts will be moving from my blog to the LQ Radio site. This is going to be the first podcast in which that move is started, but I am going to go ahead and post them in both places for a while just to get everyone to catch up. So if you have the old jeremy.linuxquestions.org feed in your aggregator or podcaster, make sure to check out lqradio.org and get the new feed. We have three feeds there, one that just has the podcasts, one that just has LQ Radio, and one that's a combined feed for both. I'd also appreciate it if you see any site out there pointing to the old feed. If you could send me an email or post a comment on the blog so I can try to track down a way to have them update it. I know I've Podcast Alley and a couple other ones, I've already contacted them, and I tried to do a Google search and find any place that was linking to the old one, but I'm sure that I missed a few. Also in LQ News, be sure to vote in the 2004 LinuxQuestions.org Members' Choice Awards. You can do so by going to www.linuxquestions.org/awards. There are 24 categories, and hopefully you voted by now. But if not, you have until February 3rd to vote, and the polls will close then, and hopefully we'll have the winners announced by February 5th at the absolute latest. Hope to have it up by the 4th. And on that note, remember that Linux Questions will be at the Linux World Conference and Expo in Boston coming up in the middle of February. We will be in the .org Pavilion in booth 17. And as it appears now, we are going to have a record turnout as far as mods. Chris and Ray are coming over from the UK, and Finnegan and possibly Arshaw and a few other mods are coming. So it's going to be a pretty slam booth, all of us in a 10x10.org pavilion there. So make sure to stop by and say hello. If you'll be in Boston during that time, you might want to also consider going to the first FedoraCon, which is going to be the Friday, the day after the expo ends. Tentatively now, I do plan on attending, so if you plan on going, it is at MIT. If you want to drop me an email or send me a comment to try and meet up there, that would be fine. In the sometimes things just work out department, if you are a Linux Questions member, you probably know that the search has been a little bit slow as of late. The problem really is that we need more hardware. We have a dedicated search server now, but it's getting pretty old, and the database server itself is starting to show some strain also. So really, it comes down to the fact that we need more hardware. I had been meaning to contact Sam over at Penguin Computing, who helped us out with some hardware the last time we needed it. And it just was one of those things that it kept slipping, and I never got a chance to do it. As luck would have it, about 2 days ago now, he actually contacted me just to check in and see how the current hardware was doing and if I needed any additional help or what Penguin Computing and him could do to help out Linux Questions, which is absolutely great. The servers that they have sent us so far have been absolutely fantastic. I've had zero problems with them, and they really helped make the site as fast as it is now. You know, with well over 1,000 people on for most of every day, the site still runs pretty quick. The search and a couple other things being our main problem. But it does look like they're going to be able to help us out again, so I really appreciate that. And if you are looking for any Linux hardware or Linux servers, I would definitely at least check out penguincomputing.com. As I said, their hardware, for me, has been rock solid and has been running the main LQ, both the web server and the database server, for some time now. I would like, if anyone has any news stories or really anything you'd like to see covered on the podcast, feel free to either email to me, post it on the blog, or send me an audio comment. We are always looking for tips and news, and I would appreciate if you have anything, send it over. One quick note on the LQ Radio site itself. Trackbacks do appear to be broken at this time. We are looking into it and debugging it right now, and hopefully it will be fixed today, maybe even by the time you get this. Since my voice is starting to give out again, probably only going to cover a couple of news stories today. As the podcasts get more regular again and I start to get my voice fully back, I would anticipate that these will, you know, be a little bit longer, and I will cover more news and more Linux, non-Linux questions, Linux-related items. The first news story that I'll cover is a little bit old now, but it has happened since the last podcast, and it was Linus responds to the Linux kernel security issue. Someone from the GR security team had posted a message about the current state of the security issues in the kernel itself, and Linus responded to that and basically agreed, saying that he wasn't, you know, extremely happy with the current policy, which is basically the vendor sec, which is a, I don't know if it's invite only, but you have to be approved by the current members of the vendor sec list, which is most of the major distributions and then some individuals. And anything sent to that, there's an embargo on, so the vendors can prepare patches and get them out before the vulnerability is released. And that setup, there have been, I think, two, at least, leaks on that list so far, so I don't think it's quite working out how they had anticipated it. And it seems like what the best thing would be for a single security point of contact for the kernel itself, and then that person would be able to take any patches, look at the vulnerability, and then, you know, contact the appropriate, whether it be a maintainer or Linus or Andrew or wherever the, you know, the fix needed to go, they would have access to contact the right people to make sure the fix got in as quick as possible. The security contact, I believe, used to be Alan Cox before he went on sabbatical, but since, and he seems to be back now, which is great, so I don't know if it would be him again or somebody else, but, you know, I think it's a great idea. And the one thing that really stuck out to me on this story wasn't anything to do with the security-related issue, actually. It was, once again, the manner and attitude and demeanor that Linus handled a problem. You know, as much credit as he gets for the coding and all the other things, I personally don't think he gets anywhere near enough credit for the success of Linux. To me, has a lot to do with his personality, his ability to handle issues like this, his ability to kind of sidestep politics and really make technically sound decisions and not kind of not worry about what people might think or how it's perceived. And he, you know, he consistently over the span of almost 10 years now makes good decisions and right decisions. And I think that has a ton to do with the popularity and stability of Linux, and probably more than most people realize. The next story I'll cover was actually released, I believe, today. Linux laptops get Centrino inside. And Intel has finally announced that Linux laptops can now carry the Centrino logo. Previously, they were not allowed to. I'll read a snippet from the article. Karen Regis, manager of mobile programs and promotions at the chipmaker, said the reason for the change was that with the release of the 2.6.8 Linux kernel, the open source operating system's power management abilities now meet Intel's requirements for Centrino notebook battery life. So they were kind of positioning it on a technical level rather than a political level, which who knows how much of that is true. But it's great to see, I think, on two different fronts, really. The first one being that when a company as big as Intel makes a decision like this, there's kind of that trickle-down effect where if they think Linux is now important enough to support Centrino, which is predominantly a desktop related technology, other companies are going to take notice and hopefully follow suit, which of course would be a good thing. The other thing I think might come of this is that with IBM recently selling its PC division, and therefore the ThinkPad is, at least in my mind, has a questionable future. I think there's really an opportunity here for someone to step up with a Linux laptop and really entrench themselves as a market leader. The ThinkPad was definitely a favorite of Linux users, and there's potentially a hole right now that could be filled. And whoever, if someone steps up with one of the first solid quality, for lack of a better word, a ThinkPad-like laptop that supports Centrino, and someone, goes out on, what would be a limb still at this point, and has a dedicated Linux laptop model, I think there's a huge opportunity there, so let's hope someone can step up quick and fill that. That's the last news story I'm going to cover today. This actually ended up being a little longer than I thought it would be. But once again, I would like feedback on how it sounds with the new equipment, so let me know and stay tuned. Thanks.